This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة يا محمد الوسيلة والشرف الدرجة العالية. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers and salutations and benedictions upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in you and I a consciousness of being, something that is greater in our privacy, in our hearts of loving Allah and fearing Allah and being hoping in His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries us through any difficulties and distress that we may face and prevents any harm and hardship from our lives, our wealth, our children, our families and our health. Allahumma ameen. Today I wish to speak to you inshaAllah about overcoming crisis and difficulty. And one of the hallmarks of the believer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the astonishing conditions of a believer is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How strange, bewildering, astonishing is the state of a person who is a true believer in Allah. All of their affairs, in everything that they face in life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it فِيهِ خَيْرٌ, has goodness in it for them. And it's intent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks for us to experience the good and the hardship in turn to prove our worth to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the opening verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Does mankind think that they will be allowed to be left alone to say that we are complete and true of faith, and that I will not test through the severity of the conditions I place them in of both luxury and hardship those who are truthful in their claim and those who were deceptive and deceivers? I wish inshaAllah to speak about three important states of mind, states of condition for you and I to have to overcome any test and any trial. And I want to distinguish between that which is a punishment from Allah and that which is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. The believer, they asked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the great cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fourth of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, the one whom Allah made as a person of substance in this dunya for us as a guide. He was asked, how do I know if whatever I'm experiencing in life is love from Allah as a test and as a severity and a crisis that will bring me pleasure and goodness in the hereafter and in this life, or whether it is something I've done wrong in my life and Allah's punishment and wrath and anger has descended? He said, رضي الله عنه, illuminating the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that if whatever you experience in life, good or bad, brings you closer to Allah, makes you more remembering of Allah, makes you more thankful to Allah, the new job you didn't think you could get that you received, did it bring you closer to Allah and say, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mah, ala ni'mah alladhi an'amaha alayna? Or that job that you wanted to maintain that you lost, did you say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still sufficed me with good health, with an adjusted home, with happiness and delight in my family? Did you see the thing that has occurred, the good and bad, as rooted in your relationship with Allah? And did it bring you closer to Allah? Or did it cause rebellion in your heart? Distress and fear that made you give up hope in the mercy of Allah? Did it make you wonder, what have I done? Why does Allah do this to me? What about them? How come they have? Did it inspire in you jealousy and envy and hasad? A'adhana Allahu wa iyyakum min thalik. Or is it the second, that the difficulty or the pleasure received made you turn away from Allah? Innani utituhu ala ilmin minni. I only got that job because I'm smarter than the next. I had a better interview. I'm more articulate, more eloquent, more learned, more studied. I worked harder than the other person. And that you did not have that concept of ma sha Allah. This is from the will of Allah, the providence and the mercy of Allah. You assume that you are the one who brings into matter life and happiness. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an afterthought. And that your qadr is in your own hands and not destined in your fate. Is the difficulty you experience something that you were able to transcend and put your trust and resilience and patience in Allah and have ihtisab ala Allah, holding in your heart that this is from Allah, wa inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no strength, no ability, no movement, no turning, except in that which Allah has given us. Even the adhan, the beautiful adhan of our Imam Salihan, you heard him in each step you repeat after him. He says, Allahu Akbar, you say, Allahu Akbar. Until there comes one change. He says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. But you don't respond with the same words. You say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Why? Because there are people who hear that adhan, who have stronger bodies than you, who can stand up in salah while you may need to sit. There are people who are younger, healthier, wealthier, who hear it, but don't have the ability to move because Allah has turned their hearts, because they turned their hearts from Him. So our aim is to always reconnect to Allah. Three important points of discussion. The first, to save us and allow us to overcome crisis, is identity. How do you identify? Who do you see yourself as? And where do you see your place in life? See, identity is one of the greatest, most important self-constructs that you and I are in control of, that people try to influence. The media tries to influence how you see yourself and how others see you, but more importantly, trying to make you see yourself through the eyes of others as they dictate. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would speak about the magicians at the time of Fir'aun, He said, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They took away the vision of people, made people see what isn't real. They prepared an illusionary concept. They made people believe in something that is not material. فَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. So they were all able to rule them with terror and fear. And one of the things that debilitates a Muslim is that they don't see a Muslim in the mirror. They see something else. What do I mean by the word Muslim? Sometimes you find false translations begin to creep into our normative understanding. One of the elementary things that I teach our students here at the school is that the definition of Islam, the definition of Muslim, is not peace and that's it. We are in peace with God. The definition of Islam is al-istislam, is surrender to Allah. Is that you recognize Allah is the power and you are the servant. You are the slave and He is the master. You are the beggar and He is the provider. You are the one who is in contempt and He is the judge about to set judgment. How do you see yourself in the world? Who rules your decisions? Is it the nafs al-ammara bisu, a soul that inclines to sin? Or is it an identity where you seek to empower yourself against the whisperings of the shaitan and the incitations of the sinfulness of our desires and soul? And therefore the first and most significant identity given to the Prophet ﷺ that he's ordered to tell us is our and his identity before us. قُلْ, say to them, Ya Muhammad, إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ, I've been commanded to submit to Allah with sincerity. وَأُمِرْتُ, and I've been commanded, لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, to be the first who submits themselves to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ, look at the words of Allah. He submitted his face, entirety of his purpose to Allah. Why are you and I going to put our face on the ground every day, 5, 10, 15, 17 times? Why do you put your sujood time and again in the ground, in the dirt, when no other human being does this as an act of service as often as you as a Muslim? It's to recognize who is the lowly and who is the exalted, who is the master and who is the needy. So you and I, with our children and families, need to come ila kalimatin sawa'in, to a word that we all agree, that our identity is one of a submitter, a surrenderer unto the will of Allah. Second, as a way of protecting ourselves, helping our homes, generating an ummah that will be resilient into the future trials, is to develop habits. So the first word, identity. Who am I? Number two, what do I do? What are my habits? What are my routines? What are the things that are common in my life? And therefore you find that the cyclical processes in Islam are consistent in every aspect of worship. Your prayer is prescribed as a cycle to develop a habit. Your charity and zakah is yearly to provide a habit. Your siyam in Ramadan is not arbitrary, it's in the same month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have divided it amongst the 12 months. Every month, fast 6, 7, 10 days. Or the month will change according to the seasons of the weather. When it's hot, don't fast. When it's nice, fast. La. The concept of building a habitual, structured life of worship, where you have a wird, that concept of wird, which is a regular reading of the Quran and a regular adhkar, the morning adhkar, the evening adhkar. The wird, the word wird, فَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ, when he arrived at the place that people visited regularly for their watering needs, for the life in the desert. You build habits, you save yourself and those who follow you in them. When you try to become ad hoc, when you pray sometimes, when you read every so often, when you meet others, when the chance happens, the ties that bind become liquid. And the familiarity that we have with Allah becomes the concept of dhikr. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ. Remind them regularly. Build in them a consciousness of Allah. The reminder is what will benefit the believer, in particular in time of crisis. After Zidzatul Istaraha, I will continue with the third and final important concept as a psychology of overcoming difficulties and crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see us through and grant us success. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ease and make easy all of our affairs and those of our families who may be abroad of us. One of the conversations, subhanAllah, that always comes up is about how privileged we are at times in Perth, in Western Australia, in Australia in general, in comparison to the global difficulties that are happening around the world with the claimed pandemic that is affecting many households. And subhanAllah, being in a position where I used to travel quite a bit to very different parts of the world and have built extensive friendship networks in some of the large Muslim populations in the UK, in Europe, in America, in Canada, where I was born and raised, one of the sad realities is the amount of messages that I receive on a daily basis. Wallahi, just half an hour before I came up, I received a message from a dear friend, a great imam. Some of you would know him, Dr. Muhammad Salah, who does the Q&A on the Islamic Huda TV, on the internet. He answers all of the Q&A questions. SubhanAllah, his father just succumbed to COVID-19 in Egypt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him forgiveness and send light upon his grave and make easy the affairs. He's still worried about his mother as well. SubhanAllah, each and every day, each and every hour, one of us is tested with a difficulty and trial. And sometimes we look to ourselves and say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we're in Australia. We're an island nation. People, we don't let them in, right? People can't come in. We keep them out. Alhamdulillah. And we assume that the means of our protection are not that Allah's qadr has arrived in this form for us or not for others. But this becomes the third point I wish to speak to you about, which is accountability. How do you hold account between yourself and Allah? Wallahi, there are communities in the United Kingdom. Wallahi, الذي لا إله غيره. In places like Blackburn, in places in different parts in Liverpool, in Birmingham, where I've led the Jumu'ah and I've stood on their minbar and I've led Salah there. Where at the moment, people weep and drive by the masjid just to look at it because they can't pray inside the masjid. What accounting will you have with Allah when you have an opportunity to visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to gather in prayer with your fellow believers, to allow your children, your home and your households to experience it? What will you have as an account with Allah where you say, I haven't been to the masjid in a month. I haven't been to the masjid in the holiday. Where is your accountability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore that becomes the third saving point. After identifying what your relationship is with Allah, after building habits, is taking account of yourself, looking at yourself, looking at what Allah has facilitated and looking at what Allah has restricted. SubhanAllah, there are people who were gainfully employed, happy with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, able to travel and come and fly in and fly out, and the economy was going well, and subhanAllah, a downturn happens and they are not able to meet the same standards that they used to have. There were brothers who were very generous with their charity and now they have to hold back a little bit more. Now when you find yourself in a position of privilege, when you find yourself in a position of ease, do not let the qadr of Allah, of the comfort that we've been given, deceive you in thinking you are preferred to Allah than others. SubhanAllah. Allah gives us this example in the Quran. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah describes the nations before us. He says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When I gave them the reminder and they forgot to put it to practice. You would think it would immediately say in the ayah, أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. I destroyed them with this or that. La. When they forgot to do what they were ordered, what they were maintaining, what they were asked to remember and to celebrate, I didn't punish them initially. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I opened to them the doors of comfort. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Until they became pleased. بِمَا حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. I took them suddenly. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then they find themselves regretful of the condition of the days of the past. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ. The hadith in Imam al-Bukhari is sahih. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مَا يُحِبُ. If you witness Allah giving His servant everything they desire, وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ, and that same person, you know, you see in their life that they are established, consistent, habitual in a regular sin and bad behavior of habit, that they are engaged in haram and you see it, but everything they want is given to them. فَاعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ. Know that Allah has given them a respite, a time before they will be brought to justice and stood before Allah in the court of this dunya and akhirah. And when Allah seizes them, they will not be let go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make the muhasaba of ourselves, the shukr of the ni'mah, by using it in the betterment of others. Notice how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَدَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ. When a person is in the service of their fellow man, Allah becomes in their service. SubhanAllah. When أَسْرِعُوا, the Prophet ﷺ said, be hurried فِي دَفْعِ الْبَلَاءِ, in pushing away the punishment of Allah from you that you and I, we know we earn. You and I, we know in my life, in your life, there's inconsistencies. There are things that are wrong. There are things that if Allah was to show to the public, I would be ashamed and you would be ashamed. So the Prophet ﷺ said, بَادِرُوا أَسْرِعُوا, in different riwayah, hurry and give so that you conceal your shame by concealing the shame of others. مَنْ سَطَرَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ سَطَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. SubhanAllah. The one who covers the mistake, the shame, the need of another, Allah covers their shame, their need in this dunya and in the akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to identify with a love in our heart to our submission to Him, to our surrender of Him, to attain the peace. And the istislam leads to as-salam. In finding your surrender to Allah, you find the peace that you seek with Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is only through a consistent remembrance of God that you will ever find rest and tranquility of heart. Your brain that is on overdrive and worry, it's unable to come to rest because the heart has a disconnect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَوْصِلْنَا إِلَيْهِ, connect us to Him. يُقَرِّبُنَا إِلَيْهِ, bring us closer to Him. اللهم آمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build in us the righteous habits that we seek for ourselves and our homes and our families. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to hold ourselves accountable before Allah, before He will hold us accountable before Him. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب المصطفى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. اللهم صل على محمد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. والقامة الصلاة. والقامة الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إله إلا الله. استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Consider that this could be a final prayer. اخشعوا في صلاتكم وصلوا صلاة مودع. استووا. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب بإن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا الله أكبر
وبحمد
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
سبحان الله
الله أكبر
اغفر لي وارفع
الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
شيطان رجيم.
لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله